So let's get into some big college basketball news, local college basketball news. Very happy to welcome University of Texas head basketball coach Shaka Smart to the show. Shaka, we really appreciate the time tonight. Arriving off the top, everybody in Austin has to be thrilled about the signing of the five-star All-American, Muhammad Bamba. Just get into a little detail about what makes this kid so special.
Well, probably don't have enough time to tell you everything that makes him special. He's a great person, first of all. Very, very intelligent. Got a 30 on the ACT. Was recruited by Harvard and Ivy League schools, so he's that type of student. And then as a basketball player, he's very, very gifted, extremely long, athletic, has good skill for a guy that's that big, has good mobility. So he's somebody that will really be able to help our program right away.
Hey, Shaka, how you doing? This is Clarence Hill, man. And I appreciate you coming on. Certainly you got a power pack weekend. You got Muhammad today, and you're in San Antonio speaking at a TABC convention and doing a clinic, and I think you're doing the keynote address or at your alma mater, the graduation speech tomorrow night?
On Saturday. Actually, our guys here at UT are graduating tomorrow.
Okay.
And in addition to our two seniors, TJ Ford is walking.
Wow. You know,
which is a huge deal as well. So that's tomorrow, and then I'm flying up to Ohio. Went to a small school up there named Kenyon College, and that's where I played college basketball, and I'm giving the graduation commencement address there on Saturday.
Can you talk about, you know, what about Texas that you continue to recruit well? I mean, you got Muhammad over the likes of Duke, Michigan, and Kentucky. What about you? What about Texas makes it still an attractive program, even though you only won 11 games last year?
Well, I think, you know, Mo sees a bright future here. And in addition to the basketball future that he sees, he also, I think, was attracted to the holistic program that is the University of Texas. You know, he's interested in the School of Business. We've got a great school in the McComb School of Business. He's interested in some of the connections that he can build on our campus and in the city of Austin with folks affiliated with UT and even beyond. And then I think he felt really good about the relationship side of things. And that's, you know, that's how we try to go about the whole recruiting process, is building strong relationships where we can connect with kids and their families.
Clearly this is a relationship that started last year with USA Basketball and the under 18 team that you coach. How important is that in being a part of things like that to help you sell yourself and sell the program?
Well, it was a great opportunity just to get to know some of the best players in the country at that age group. When we started, we weren't even recruiting Mo, but that's the exciting thing, is really got an opportunity to build an organic relationship with him prior to the recruiting process. And then after we got done, he said, hey, I really am interested in Texas. I'd like to come down and visit. Recruiting process kind of took off from there.
Winning 11 games last year, I know that was a disappointment. How were you able to overcome that? And can you talk about the disappointment of that and be able to bounce back? And really, is this real momentum now for the Texas program? You not only got him, but I think you got the number three class in the country going forward. We should expect more than 11 wins next year, right?
There's no question. Yeah, I think for us, coming off a really challenging year, I mean, we knew it was going to be a year in which we had to replace a lot of players. We lost five seniors and our best player, Isaiah Taylor, the previous year. So we knew that, you know, there's going to be a lot of guys that were going to be asked to do much, much more than they'd done the previous year. We knew we were going to rely a lot on freshmen. But, yeah, it was a challenging year. To me, as long as we're able to internalize the lessons that we learned and move forward from them and get a chance to grow as a program. There's a lot of cultural growth that we focused on in the last several months. As long as we're able to make strides in those areas, in addition to bringing in a very, very good recruiting class that I think will help us from day one, and I think that will allow us to take a really big step as a program on the court.
Talking to University of Texas head basketball coach, Shaka Smart here on ESPN Game Night. It's hard not to draw comparisons to the very public disdain that University of Texas fans felt toward Charlie Strong and his inability to get the Texas football program back on track as fast as people were hoping. How much did you feel the pressure based on how that whole situation played out and how Charlie Strong really didn't get a ton of time to really implement his system down there in Austin?
Well, I'm a big fan of Charlie. He's a friend of mine, and you know, I think he's a really, really good coach. But with that being said, you know, to be honest, our situation in our basketball program is one that's unique or different than anyone else. And our focus is first and foremost on helping our guys grow and become the best versions of themselves. And then while we're doing that, you know, obviously our job is to win as many basketball games as we can. But to be honest, I didn't come to Texas just to win a certain number of games. I came to Texas because I feel like this can be a championship-level program. I feel like it's the type of program where you can recruit guys like Mohamed Bamba and where you can bring guys together to, you know, do something extremely special on the court. And my belief as a coach and with who I've been around, that takes some time. And so we're going to have to, you know, we get the opportunity to build on some of the progress we've made, and we're really excited about that.
How do you do that with one and done? You lost Jared Allen, and certainly Bamba replaces him, but he could be a one and done as well. How do you sustain it with guys who come in and leave?
It's a challenge, yeah. Our sport is different in that way, Clarence, than really any other sport at the college level. But I think what you have to do is make sure that you're building a program where you do have some upperclassmen that are around for a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years. So, you know, we're fortunate in that in our last couple of recruiting classes, we have been able to recruit some guys that have the potential to be, you know, 1 year guys, and listen, I'm the first proponent of them taking advantage of the opportunity to do that if they're in that position. But we also have some guys that, you know, hopefully if we can continue getting them better and if we can do a good job with them, that will be around here for quite some time. And that's a foundation that you want to build. The reality is after my first year, we lost 7 players. We lost a lot of guys, so we didn't have much of a foundation. And, you know, now we're in the process of building that. And we got some talented young guys, as you mentioned, the really, really good ones like Mo. You know, those guys aren't going to be around for too long.
Yeah, and you know, in addition to that, I think you had a transfer that came in last year that may be as impactful as Mo coming in for this season. You have a guy from Irving, Andrew Jones, mm-hmm. who's looking at the draft. Do you expect him to come back? I mean, where is he in that process? And can you talk about what that means for your team next year?
Well, you mentioned the transfer. His name's Dylan Ositowski. He's going to be a really, really big part of what we're doing. He's 6'9", about 250 pounds, and someone that we're really excited about. And then you mentioned Andrew, went to Irving MacArthur High School, had a great high school career there, was a McDonald's All-American. As a freshman this past year, had a very good season for us. Where he is in the process is he's had some workouts with some NBA teams. He went to the NBA pre-draft combine. Actually went up there last week and watched him compete and watched him play. He's doing a really good job of, you know, kind of taking on the experience and learning from the feedback he gets from NBA teams. And he just wants to learn, you know, what is going to go into helping him become a better player. And then, you know, next week he will, you know, get the opportunity to sit down with his family and decide what's best for him.
Thank you for saving me. I didn't know if I could pronounce Dylan's last name. And so I didn't want to mess that up too much.
Yeah.
But, hey, Coach, I appreciate it. You know, if Andrew comes back and what you guys have on that roster, you should make a huge leap next year. And good luck on a Power Pack weekend with your guys graduating and you giving that commencement address. And let's see what happens next year.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, we appreciate it. Shaka Smart there, head men's basketball coach at the University of Texas Longhorns.